Guys, I've fallen down quite the rabbit hole involving a woman who fell in love with her psychiatrist. Oh my gosh, no matter where you are in Houston, you are bound to hear plane, ambulance, traffic, or thunder. We just moved and there's like a lot of air traffic. It's insane. Well, if you guys hear anything, I apologize. Anyways, hello everyone. It's me buzzing in with a warm welcome to We're Not Done Yet. Whether you're navigating cancer or just cruising through life's ups and downs, I'm so happy you're here. This podcast is all about finding strength, laughing through the chaos, and supporting each other. Let's dive in and see where this journey takes us. I hope everyone has had an amazing August so far, and I hope that it ends on a wonderful note as well. Mine began so amazingly, I'm not gonna lie, but of course with some chaos, because it wouldn't be a true bee outing without some disarray. But I couldn't contain my news any longer, you guys. I got something to share. I've rung the bell. I know. I plan to wait to announce it on here, but I just had to share. I will dedicate an entirely separate episode to discuss what this milestone means for me, my future, and how things have been so far. But just to explain a little bit for those who may not know what ringing the bell is, it basically signifies a major milestone in a person's cancer treatment. While it can mean different things depending on the treatment plan, it usually means remission. If you'd like to see how the event went and can't wait for that episode, then feel free to check out my Instagram. It's at @BEE_KKUL. I will link it in the episode notes. It's one of my most recent posts. It should be posted on August 6th because that's when I rang the bell. It features a little photo collage of the bell ringing ceremony along with a few words that I had shared. Aside from that, I've just been doing whatever I please, to be honest. Scrolling quite a bit on TikTok, I'm not gonna lie. Oh my gosh, speaking of which, you guys, I've fallen down quite the rabbit hole involving a woman who fell in love with her psychiatrist. You've probably heard this story, and it's probably old news by the time this episode goes up. But if you haven't, I'll tell you a little bit about it. I'm not gonna go into full detail because it's honestly insane. I'm sorry, but it truly is. I actually didn't hear about the story at first through TikTok. I was watching one of my favorite true crime YouTubers and she talked about the situation. But there was this patient, had a psychiatrist that she was seeing for maybe a total of like 3 years, I want to say. And she went on to TikTok and made a like 18 to 20 part series, which I'm probably being like really kind with the number. I think it was a lot. I feel like there was a lot more parts than that, but she was basically claiming that the psychiatrist groomed and manipulated her to fall in love with him, then proceeded to manipulate her to continue going to her sessions. But she, like, you'll be on part 15 of her going to full detail of everything, and you're still just waiting for her to get to the parts where he manipulates her. And spoiler, they never come. Like, they just never come. And a lot of people are genuinely worried for this woman because she'll go like onto live stream and continue posting about these events. And it's just, I genuinely do feel bad for her. And I feel like she should continue to seek help and just take a break from social media because it can be a lot. But yeah, I fell down that rabbit hole and it was a wild one. I do not suggest going to look it up because you will be down there for a while, but proceed as you please. Just proceed with caution. And then aside from enjoying my time on TikTok and Netflix and all these other streaming platforms, I did move recently. I'm still in the Houston area, but I am no longer at that community housing place that I've mentioned before, and it's been really nice. I loved it. I was actually going to record this episode last night because I'm so used to recording episodes late at night, and then I was getting super tired and sleepy, and I was trying to force myself to stay up, and then I realized, why am I going to stay up? Like, I don't have to anymore. Because if you know, before I used to record at 12 in the morning when I would go into the community spaces or like community rooms because I knew no one was going to be there at that time. And so I could record peacefully without having to worry about too much background noise. But that's not the case anymore. I can record at any time of day without having to worry about too much noise. Of course, not taking into account the thunder or ambulance air traffic that is around the area. Anyway, that's not what today's episode is about. In today's episode, I'll be discussing the importance of romanticizing life, appreciating the quiet, often mundane moments we experience, and reflecting on the significance of how we choose to spend our time, all through the lens of the Hanami mindset. So, fun fact, well, actually, not fun fact. I don't know, like, why do we say that? Fun fact, and then the fact isn't even fun. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. My bird brain is getting in the way. This is why I have to have notes when I do these episodes, because if not, then like I will go off on tangents. But it's like it's the way I said fun. I overanalyzed my voice. And I don't know why I've been doing this so often. Like, there was no comment made about my voice. There was nothing that got into my head. I just all of a sudden became hyper aware of the way I sound. Actually, I think I know what did it. So, really embarrassing story. This past week, I was just window shopping on the Urban Outfitters website, just, browsing, and I saw some Owalas, and I was like, oh, I really want a new Owala because mine is very, like, it's gargantuous, you guys. I can't take it anywhere. It gets in the way. It's just not very convenient. So I really wanted a new one, but I wanted one that looked very simple because if you're familiar with the Owala water bottles, they tend to have very bold color block schemes, and I didn't want that. I wanted just one solid color, and I found some on the Urban Outfitters website, so I bought me one. And then I asked my mom if she wanted one. She's never had an Owala before, and I told her they're really nice water bottles. I genuinely love them. I'm not one who falls into the fads of water bottles, like first it was what Hydro Flask, and then the Yeti, and then the Stanley, and now the Owala. That's not me, but I really liked the Owala, and so I bought us those. But since we just moved, I'm still like learning the new address, and I was putting the correct address in when I made these order when I placed the order, but then I'm assuming that my phone or Urban Outfitters like auto filled the address, and so it put the wrong address in it, or it didn't put my address in. So they were supposed to be delivered, I believe, August 14th. And I remembered on August 14th, my water bottles are supposed to get in. So I checked to see if they were delivered. And it said they delivered August 12th. And I was like, oh my gosh, mom, are water bottles delivered? Could you go get them, please? And she went to go check the mail. And she's like, no, nothing's here. And I was like, oh, interesting. Okay, well, it says they delivered. Maybe they delivered them to the office. And no one's at the office at that time. So we messaged the people that work in the office to see if they've received any packages. And they said they didn't. And so my mom was like, can you send the information to see where it was? And so I sent her screenshots of the stuff being delivered. And at the exact same time, we both realized I put in the wrong address. And not only did I put in the wrong address, I put in like an entirely different address. So I started freaking out because I was like, crap, these were delivered 2 days ago. It's the wrong address. I can't do anything about it because it ultimately is my fault, like point blank, period. I put in the wrong address. So I looked this address up on maps, and thank God, wherever it delivered was a business. So that's great. I don't have to worry about some random, well, I still had to worry about that, but like, I feel like you have a higher chance of someone opening your package if it's delivered directly to their house versus to an actual business. And two, it was only like 6, 7 minutes down the road. So the next morning, my mom goes bright and early and grabs the box. Oh, actually, sorry. Oops, spoiled the story. But that's what happened, thankfully. But the point of the story, you guys, this is what I'm saying. I go off on tangents. I'm so sorry. You probably skipped all of this, which is fine. But anyway, I called this place. This was like a consulting place. It's not some business that you just walk waltz into. You call them, you have to have a badge to get in. It's this whole thing. And so the day that I found out that the packages were delivered, so on August 14th, I called them and I wasn't expecting anyone to answer because their office hours were already, or like their business hours, it said they were closed. So like, no one's gonna answer, but it's worth the shot.
Hello.
And you guys, I have like pretty good social skills. I'd say I'm decently well spoken when it comes to human interactions, human conversations. Like, I don't know, but I was not prepared what to say to this whoever was gonna answer the phone. And this, I'm assuming middle-aged man, I think his name was James, answers the phone, and I start stumbling over my words, and I'm like,
well, I'm sorry, like, this doesn't pertain to you, but I ordered a package, and it delivered to you guys, and I was just wondering if you've received it.
And I was like, here I am, wasting this man's time, and he probably thinks I'm like some 13 or 15-year-old little girl who's like, yeah, I delivered my Urban Outfitters to you, they're water bottles, could I have them? Like, I felt like I sounded so immature. And then after that, I feel like I become hyper aware of my voice. I was like, people probably think I'm a child because I've been mistaken for a child multiple times, especially like when you lose your hair. And I mean, yeah, when you lose your hair, you look like a baby. Like, but it doesn't help that I guess my voice also sounds like a child. All right, so sorry about that tangent. I won't even be hurt if you skipped all of that because it had nothing to do with this episode and was a pretty pointless story. But if you listen to it, thank you. I appreciate it. Love you. But yeah, like I was saying, fun fact. It's a really good thing I keep my notes because I can easily go back to what I was talking about. Fun fact, I actually recorded this episode a long time ago, anticipating that the podcast would launch in the spring. But as many of y'all know, and if you've been tuning in from the beginning, it didn't launch or air until early summer. And you'll hear why timing plays a role for today's theme in just a bit. And so yeah, by the time it was released, the episode just didn't feel right to publish. It felt a bit messy. And you know how the saying goes, you're your own worst critic. So I decided to hold off releasing it. And I'm very glad I made that decision because now I have a broader perspective on life and how it unfolds, which gives me the opportunity to redo this episode. I feel like I can also provide some decent insight and tools to help navigate through some of those slow days. Okay, so a few months ago, I stumbled across these 2016 and 2018 Brooklyn Botanic Garden articles, both by Brian Funk. I'll leave the full articles in the notes as well in case you would like to check them out and read them fully. They're pretty short reads and they're very interesting. They go really into detail about what I will be talking about. In these, Funk writes about an ancient Japanese tradition called hanami. What is hanami? Well, its literal translation is flower viewing. Back in the Nara period in 710 CE, people would celebrate the arrival of spring by watching the sakura, aka cherry blossoms, bloom. Funk writes that members of the imperial court at the time would gather to appreciate the fleeting beauty of the delicate pink and white sakura. I thought that little note or description was so beautiful, and so I had to include it. It just sounded so poetic. And still, in Japan and other parts of the world, this tradition is still celebrated today. Families, friends, and even co-workers gather to sit outside with food and blankets to enjoy the cherry blossoms. Some trees are even illuminated with lanterns, so you know that when dusk arrives, the trees will glow beautifully. I feel like that's just such a beautiful picture to imagine. Love it. What makes this tradition even more beautiful is the symbolism of cherry blossoms in Japanese culture. Cherry blossoms remind us how fleeting life is. Their beauty doesn't last long, and even the trees themselves have a short lifespan. At the same time, they carry opposite meanings, representing both beginnings and endings, as well as beauty and fragility alongside destruction. So for this tradition to involve individuals appreciating, admiring, and just relishing the beauty of life and how quickly it slips away, it's so beautiful and so insightful. That's why the tradition of hanami in these specific articles resonated with me. They show us that noticing fleeting beauty is a way of romanticizing life, and that mindset can transform the way we experience our own days. I so love and try to live by the philosophy of romanticizing your life and my life and all the things that I do. However, my own philosophy of romanticizing life has really been tested these past couple of weeks, you guys. As I move further and further away from treatment, I'm so incredibly grateful, you know, to be where I am and to be done with treatment. That's one thing that I will forever be grateful for, right? But I won't lie. Life has felt a little isolating, I'm finished, right? And able to return to a normal life. Yet that truly doesn't exist anymore. After everything I've been through, and like the fact that I'm in a new city, my social life is almost non-existent. And then to add on, my mobility is drastically reduced compared to when I first began treatment, which is a little disappointing, being a young girl in my 20s who just wants to go out and have fun. And like, I mean, like just going out and like shopping, right? Like shopping with my friends, going around the mall. It can be quite the hassle to do that with like a wheelchair and like with how my leg is. Anyway, so yeah, normal is used very loosely and the isolating feeling I mentioned lingers. However, I would take that over having to continue to endure all that I went through. And how I do that is by enjoying the boring days, knowing that I would pray constantly just to have what some may call a mundane day. Every action or chore I'm blessed to do, I approach with deep appreciation, trying to make it as fun and exciting as possible. My mom and I usually avoid going out when it rains because it's been raining like a lot lately. Rained today, rained yesterday, rained the day before, and then pretty sure it's gonna rain tomorrow. Yeah, it's a bit of a hassle with the wheelchair and all. So we stay in. I stay in, especially watching my favorite movies, sipping coffee, and coloring or doing, some crafts. Some ambient lighting always makes it even nicer. Like little fairy lights and all that. I love to watch movies and shows that match the vibe of the weather. When it's bright and sunny out, I might lean towards, lighter shows. Lately, it's been the summer I turned pretty, although I've actually been reading it instead of watching it because when the third season came out, I got it to episode 3 maybe, and I was like, no, I need to read all of this because things are just so much detailed on paper and you can really get into the scene. So I love that. And on days like today, when it's rainy, I've been watching a lot of Pretty Little Liars and just a ton of 2010s TV in general. It's my go-to. It brings back so many memories, such nostalgia. But anyways, you get what I'm trying to get at though. Life is only as beautiful as you choose to make it. One thing I've always loved to do ever since I was a kid is pretend like I'm in a film while doing certain tasks or activities, whether it's just a mindset or playing some music that could really set the vibe. It might seem silly, I know, and it's a little embarrassing to admit, but it always makes what I'm doing feel more interesting and significant than it really is. It also helps me forget the reason behind a task, especially if it's one I wouldn't have chosen to do in the first place, like making my bed or putting clothes away. I encourage you to embrace the mindset of romanticizing life, especially as we enter fall and approach other holidays. Personally, I absolutely love fall, the beauty that fall has to offer. I've mentioned it before, I will mention it in the future, I will sound like a broken record, but it's true. But I completely understand why others feel the opposite. Many don't enjoy the cooler weather and the gloomy skies that often come hand in hand with seasonal depression. However, you may still be able to enjoy the atmosphere if you implement, some of the hanami traditions. While the changing colors of fall trees may not be as captivating as cherry blossoms, okay, I know it's not the same. It's not about what we're given with, but it's about how we make the best of it, all right? You can enjoy the weather and the trees outdoors or cozy up indoors with blankets, lanterns or fairy lights, and all the pumpkin, cinnamon, or apple-flavored foods and drinks you love. In fact, today I had myself my first pumpkin spice latte of the season and it was delicious. I mentioned before how I find autumn to be a romantic season, whether you're spending it with a loved one or just in your own company. I'm always pretty much with my own company and or I am my own company. And I enjoy the fall shows, music, foods, weather, just setting so much, and it feels so cozy and lovely, delicious. Anyway, yeah, this mindset can be applied to anything in life that involves change and new beginnings, just like the cherry blossoms symbolize. On a similar note, how we spend our time is equally important. Time, you guys, is so precious. It's the one thing in life we can never change or get more of, so it's so crucial to appreciate it. I remember, I think it was like my freshman year intro to philosophy class. Yeah, my professor asked the class one day, "What is one thing that you cannot get more of?" And so many students were saying all these different things, and she was like, "No, you can get more of those things." But the one thing that you could not get more of is time. And after that day, that stuck with me for, like, I mean, I'm still talking about it to this day, and it will forever stick with me, especially after everything that I've endured. So yes, the way that you can appreciate your time, or some things that you can do, is by engaging in the small, meaningful practices mentioned, and by being intentional about how you spend your time, and of course, who you spend it with. That's one thing I've definitely had to learn while going through this, is who's worth my time, and when I'm doing the things I enjoy, who do I really want to spend my time with? It's very unfortunate that when we go through difficult things in life, I'm not the first, and I will definitely not be the last, unfortunately. And so many of my friends who are also cancer patients or were cancer patients went through this, and so many people I know who've just endured very troubling things in life, they've seen who is actually there for them. And so it's very important to be mindful of who we're spending our time with, or who we're putting energy into. I've learned to do the things I love without worrying about what others may think as well. As long as it benefits me and it doesn't harm anyone else, why should anyone have an issue with it? There will always be people who try to hold us back or make us doubt ourselves, but they aren't worth our time or energy. That's really what the Hanami mindset is all about. Pausing to appreciate life's fleeting beauty, finding joy in the ordinary, and being fully present in the moment we're given. Just like cherry blossoms bloom for a short time, our days are precious and meant to be savored, especially in times we're going through tribulations, and see how significant these things are. So I encourage you guys to embrace the small moments, okay? Seek beauty in the ordinary and focus on what truly matters. Spend time with the people who uplift you, savor the fleeting joys, and let go of those who drain your energy or hold you back. That last one, I can't stress enough, you guys. Okay, just saying. Live with intention and gratitude. Even the most ordinary days can feel meaningful, you guys, by doing that. And we can carry the fleeting, delicate beauty of life with us, just like the cherry blossoms and bloom. Well, you guys, I always appreciate y'all so much for listening. I invite you all to turn on the notifications for my show. That way you will be notified whenever I upload a new episode. Remember, you are beautiful and I love you so much. Mwah. Bye-bye.